The Final Murder by Anne Holt, read by Maggie Ollerenshaw. For people today, only one radical shock remains, and it is always the same. Death. Walter Benjamin, Central Park. She no longer knew how many people she had killed. It didn't really matter anyway. Quality was more important than quantity in most professions. And that was true of her business too. Although the pleasure she once gained from an innovative twist had dwindled over the years. More than once she'd considered what else she might do. Life was full of opportunities for people like her, she thought to herself, every now and then. Rubbish. She was too old. She felt tired. This was the only thing she could really do. And it was a lucrative business. Her hourly rate was sky-high now, naturally. But so it should be. It took a while to recover afterwards. The only thing she really enjoyed was doing nothing. And where she was now, there was nothing to do. But she still wasn't happy. Perhaps it was a good thing that the others hadn't come, after all. She wasn't sure. The wine was certainly overrated. It was expensive, and left a sour taste in her mouth. Chapter 1. To the east of Oslo, where the hills flatten out down towards Lørenskog, a station town by the Nita River, cars had frozen solid overnight. People on foot pull their hats down over their ears.